Hello, everyone. This week, the creator I would like to support is Danielle Ellett. She is a BIPOC queer voice actress who does a lot of different podcasts, being a few podcasts that I really enjoy. She's had a few roles in SCP Archives, as well as is a character in Margaret's Garden, and also is a character in The Subjective Truth, which she also is the director and co-producer of. I've been binging this one the past week, so I can definitely recommend it. It is a fictional paranormal docudrama that explores everything from cryptid encounters to UFO sightings. You can find Danielle's links in the description to her About Me page on goodpointpodcasts.com and her Ko-fi if you would like to support her. Please enjoy today's episode. Previously on SCP Play, Ben, you see flashes of gnashing teeth. Then you see a tall, looming figure. Dark, it is very thin. You notice it is sporting a set of antlers. You wake up to the smell of fresh pancakes.
In the room, there's like a cork board up against the wall, and it's got like photographs with push pins and string going in between them.
There's also a good chance that we're dealing with something different altogether. Yeah, wake me whenever you're ready.
We're not gonna wake him, right? We're just gonna go do our thing. We work best alone.
If you are done meddling in things that you should not, I'm ready to hunt the beast.
He has not grabbed Mr. Clark.
So, you all pull up to the former house, or I guess maybe you would consider it a summer home at this point, of Ned Roswell, your party member. You are in a black van that is extremely inconspicuous, and no one would notice at all. There is still the police officer who's standing outside of the house with, like, the crime scene tape that's up, but the home is no longer in stasis. Lucas pulls up to the front of the house, parks, you all pile out. The police officer begins to say something, sees Abel, and just zips his lip. He says nothing. He sees nothing. So you all pile out of the van, and Abel is heading straight for the back of the home, without checking on what any of you are doing.
I guess we follow him? He seems to know where he's going. Good with you, Ned?
Yeah, I mean, we already searched through the house. I don't know what else we could find in there.
Ned's gonna start following as well.
Yeah, Miles will follow after Ned.
Yep, I'll follow them.
In a single file line away from the van.
And Skylar, you just head off in the other direction?
Obviously. No, I'll follow up with all of them.
Gotcha. Yeah, so you all head around to the back, and as you get there, Abel is got like a knee to the ground and is observing the tracks of what he sees there, and is trying to follow along the path of where the tracks are leading. And he heads further into the woods and sort of turns back to you all and is just like, the tracks are too old.
Too old to track or too old to do anything about?
I can attempt to follow them. There is no guarantee that nothing will have covered up the tracks by now.
Well, Ned, you know these woods better than anybody, right? Maybe you should let Ned take a look. You haven't spent a lot of time in the forest lately.
Yeah, I know these woods like the back of my hand.
All right, prove it, smart guy. Tell me about the back of your hand. No peeking.
I mean, I know these woods pretty well, I guess.
It's better than the back of your hand, it seems like.
Probably, yeah.
Ned, out of curiosity, would you have left any of your trail cams out?
Yeah, a significant number of them. I would have still.
I can't imagine he'd have taken time out of the last 4 days to go get them.
Yeah, that's where.
Hold
that's
on,
where they
Fuller. I gotta go collect my trail cams.
Yeah, that's why I haven't used any this whole campaign, because I figured they would have still been where I left them in this forest.
Yeah. And I think we established that you're able to get a feed of them.
Yeah.
That streams to your home.
That is right. But I also haven't had my laptop, I don't think. I'm trying to find back. Yeah, I have 4 trail cams. I'm trying to remember. Yeah.
To sort of justify, like, you not bringing this up earlier and trying to use it to your benefit, I think that the streaming of them only records like the past day or so, so you're not able to get like information from several days before, so you wouldn't have been able to see anything breaking out of your home during the time when your mother would have disappeared. But you would be able to go and check your cameras and get some picture of stuff from the past day, at least.
Gotcha.
Usually you'd be much more meticulous about checking them every day, so it wasn't much of an issue, but you've been a bit preoccupied with some other things as of late.
Yeah, and a bit distressed. Maybe I didn't exactly think about that originally, until it was, I had this epiphany just now. Okay. So we're saying that the streaming of them only records the past day, or the trail cams themselves only keep the past day?
So you have like a server at your home that's right. Only able to store data up to like the past day.
Got you. But the cameras themselves, if I would go physically get to them?
I think that the cameras are like only streaming, and you're not going to be able to get like anything saved locally.
Sounds good. Okie dokie. So we can pick those up on the way out, but they wouldn't be of much use for this specific situation.
Yeah, so, I mean, I do know these woods pretty well. I've been all around out here looking for weird things. That's where I found the little buddies at, but tracking ain't so much my wheelhouse, if you get me. So maybe me... Abel, you and me joint together, huh? What do you say?
I think we could cover more ground if we split up.
Okay, don't want to work together, you know, splitting up, that's a good idea too, I guess.
Well, is it a good idea? I mean, feel better as a group. I feel like lots of bad movies start with people saying, let's split up.
Or at least in pairs.
Yeah, my mom usually doesn't let me watch those kinds of movies, but I've snuck a couple without her knowing. I'd feel better if we at least pairs or triplets.
Yeah, but I mean, there's only one set of tracks.
Well, it sounds like we don't know where the tracks go. They sounds like they patter off into the dead leaves.
So we just gonna... Traipse through the woods. I mean, I know a good couple of spots where some things might have holed up, but that's all I could do.
It's a start, right?
Yeah. It's, we gotta do everything we can here. Everything we can. I would have just figured these Foundation people have a better way of tracking. This is crazy. I've been looking for something like this. This is crazy government organizations for years. They're behind everything. All these weird encounters. And then I find them, and it ain't too impressive. I mean, don't get me wrong here. We've seen some crazy stuff, but... Come on, you're saying there's nothing we could do to find some deer?
If I'm the one tracking, I will find it eventually. But since you ditched Mr. Clark, it seems time is of the essence.
Yeah, it sure is. Okay, well then, I guess you can get on those tracks, and you can handle yourself, And we'll head out. We'll check out the spots that I know.
There's a good chance the tracks will split off at some point, unless this creature had a spot in mind it was going to.
Okay, we can stick with you then until the tracks split off, and we'll split that way.
So, do you have anything specifically in mind, Daniel, that Ned would know of in the forest, that like a spot that you have in mind at the moment for somewhere where something could be hiding out? I have some ideas, but I would like you to do some more world building if you have some ideas.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, there's like a couple of, I'd imagine like a couple of shallow caves under overhangs, just like they would go back a couple of feet maybe. Or say there's like an old wooden shack somewhere. Maybe someone used it as a little woodshed and a clearing. Maybe the stone stairs that lead to nowhere. Never really figured out about those.
Do you have a name in mind for a specific cave, or is it just sort of outcrops that are unnamed?
Ooh, shoot. I don't think Ned would be super into caves. Has he named these caves?
Almost absolutely.
Almost absolutely. I mean, I've got to now.
Even if there are real names in universe, I feel like he would have his own names for them.
Yeah, because there are Missouri's.
If you want, I can add some flavor to this. When you initially discovered your little buddies, I think that you would have immediately run off with them after you discovered them, I think in like the like outcrop of a tree. And you would have then run off and tried to maybe find a spot to hide away whenever the people who were searching, who you know now to probably be the SCP Foundation, were searching for the little buddies. You may have found this cave, and this might be why you know of it.
Aha, that might be it. That would be cool.
It might be like a cave that only your father knew about or something.
Right. Or I could call it, a bluff is the opposite of a cave. I was going to call it Little Buddy Bluff, because that has an alliteration there. But it could just be Little Buddy Cave.
Could have, like, a small pond in it. You could call it Little Buddy Lagoon.
Little Buddy Lagoon. I like that. It goes underground a little ways.
Yeah, okay. And
by a little river, because it's now Little Buddy Lagoon. There could also be a Puckett Cave. I don't think that's a thing that exists, so I'm naming it Puckett Cave. Is a second one that I know that's different from Little Buddy Lagoon. And maybe these caves are landmarks that his father showed him before he went away.
Do you have something in mind for like what your father's profession was?
Do I? Let's see. What did I have?
Because I have something if you do not.
Wow, I don't have a lot of notes about my father. Shoot,
yes,
what have you got in
mind? I believe that was intentional.
Yes. What have you got in mind? Lay it on me.
So I think we've established that your father was like a working man, also a bit outdoorsy, because you got the like actually pretty high dollar trail cams from him that are able to like stream to a server that you have at your home. So that's like pretty good. He might be a bit more tech savvy than most, which is a bit surprising. So Ned, your dad was the regional director of conservation in this area. So he was a forestry conservation worker. So all of that would be very fitting.
Gotcha. That's now noted.
Okay, so that's your father's situation, and I think it would be fitting that you would at least know some hot spots within the area, like Little Buddy Lagoon, where you were able to stow away little buddies while you were hiding away from the scary people dressed in black clothes. Black, like, secret operative clothes, yeah.
Yeah.
Men in black.
Exactly.
So you all start off along the what Abel is able to pick up of the tracks. There's not a whole lot there, as he said. It's pretty old at this point, a couple days. So you're not able to follow it super well. And sort of, as he said might happen, there are several different paths that lead off in different directions that could be where you're supposed to go. You're not quite sure. But you do have a trail cam right here. You just aren't able to look into its memory or anything because it's streaming to your home.
Yep, gotcha. But as we're passing it by, I go, oh yeah! My trail cams! I forgot about these! Sitting out here. Man, with everything going on, boy, it's been a couple days.
It's flashing low battery.
Oh no.
Do you think it has anything useful on it?
Oh no. It might have. They take up a lot of memory. They actually, these are pretty high-end ones. They stream back to our home. There's like a thing that my dad left set up in the basement. They only record like a day and a half, maybe? I don't know if there'd be anything left on them, but
we should
take them back. Give that a look when we go back to the house.
I mean, do we want to waste that much time? If it only recorded a day, we're just getting further away from.
Yeah, no.
When we know it was here.
Yeah.
Hey, Miles, I don't know if you know this about footage, but you can fast forward things.
Well, I know that, but it only records the last 24 hours, and if we're gonna spend 4 hours out in the forest, we're only getting 20 useful hours out of that.
Well, I mean, we just left the house. It takes like 20 minutes to go back there. If it saves us going like 4 hours down the wrong trail, it might be useful.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, we could check those out real quick.
I think it'd be a good use of time.
All right, well, yeah, I'll take this one back, but yeah, we don't need to get the other ones. I'm sure we'll find them going along. Boy, it passed right through this trail cam. Yeah, let's head back to the house then, if that's what we want to do.
Abel is standing his ground and just says, "If you take too long, I will leave without you."
We'll be as fast as we can.
And that'll take off at a light jog.
Cool. So you rush back to the house. Ned, you just run through the open frame of the back door and head immediately to the door to the basement and throw it open and lead everyone down there. Everyone you see, not a too impressive basement. It's unfinished, but it does have a corner with a server set up, as Ned had mentioned, and you can see it's running and everything, so you should be able to get some information from it.
Okay, Ned goes over and he boots, or he logs into the server that's right there, and we'll pull up the footage from the trail cams.
Okay, let's have you roll investigate a mystery.
Awesome, can do. Oh, that's a 12. Plus whatever I have in, what is that, sharp, is 14.
Hot damn.
Hot damn.
Okay. That is a really, really good roll.
Yeah, I agree. One might say the best roll.
So you got a 10 plus, you get to hold 2. You can ask any of the following questions. What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? What is being concealed here?
Okay, and I'm looking at trail cam footage?
Yes.
Well, let's see. The two that
I feel like one of these questions is very obvious.
Well, if I'm looking at trail cam footage and I'm investigating, the two things that immediately come to mind are, what sort of creature is it and where did it go?
So you boot up the server and pull up the feed, and you have like It's only one monitor, but it's like a pretty big one. So you're able to like spread it out to like four different feeds, and you're fast forwarding through them all at the same time. And then something flashes on one screen and you say, stop, go back. And you pull it up and pause. There's something in this feed that you see. The feed is showing a small creek that you know it's not too far away. There are lots of different trees around here, obviously, and off in the very far distance between a few of the trees, you see something moving, and from this area, you know this would be in the direction away from your home.
Computer, enhance!
You like zoom in, and enhancing technology doesn't actually exist, so it just is a blurry picture, but you see a tall, quite thin looking creature. It appears to be very dark from the pixels you're able to see, except for the very top of it. It looks to be standing on two legs like a humanoid would, and there are what you can only assume to be antlers at the very top of its head. Ben, this looks incredibly similar to the creature you saw in your premonition.
Great.
Huh. Well, that thing looks pretty creepy. Yeah, you don't normally see too many deer stand up on two legs, huh?
Yeah, definitely not.
It doesn't... I mean, the top of it looks pretty deer-like, but there's something off about its the rest of it.
It looks pretty wendigo-y.
Am I gonna be the only one who says it?
Like, I don't get it. Was Mr. Clark wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
I mean, it wasn't just him, though. It was the site director of Site 91, too.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
And so we know Mr. Clark, he ain't hiding anything from us because we rifled through his stuff and saw exactly what he sent. It must have been something with that director, though.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be the weak link. We don't have any other clues as to what else could be going on.
If there was something wrong with a site director, we would know it. It's a level 4 security researcher. That's the same level that your mom is, Miles. Like,
yeah, so, I mean, they've got a lot of sway. They could corrupt some files, delete a spreadsheet here and there. I don't know.
They have power, but they're not at the top. Like, could they still have to report to the O5 council, so...
Could there be, they said that their skull was still in the same place. You think there's another one?
Or could it have been... I don't know, is there like a... Can you check out SCPs? Could someone have taken it and put it back?
Could they have been manipulated in some sort?
I mean, from what I know... Probably not. I mean, they would know if it left containment at all, and it's not like you can't just put it back. It's obviously still on this creature.
Yeah, when was this video from? I checked the timestamp.
About 30 minutes ago.
What?
Oh,
oh. Oh, that,
Yeah, I thought Abel said the tracks were like old and rotten.
Well, this is not rotten,
but you get the idea. I think he's just bad at tracking.
We haven't gone to where these tracks are yet. These are far off yet. Well, if this was 30 minutes ago, what?
Abel was the only one who looked at the tracks, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, we aren't really expert trackers.
Oh, fuck.
Lucas sprints up the stairs.
What?
We start following.
Okay, hold up.
Yeah.
Sprint after him.
He runs outside, and you see where Abel was standing. There is no one there.
I see.
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh, darn it.
God, I hate that guy.
So that wasn't Abel, right?
Well, you saw how thin and skinny that guy was. There's no way that
no,
was Abel.
No,
Abel
not
wants
that guy.
To go.
The guy who drove, or didn't drive us here, but rode in the car with us here, that wasn't Abel, was it?
No, I think it was Abel, and Abel's now hunting without us.
Yeah, Abel wants to go fight it. All
okay.
by himself.
That does God. Seem pretty on brand. But...
Lucas, is there a way to track
us?
Him?
Well,
does he have some
look,
microchip on him or something?
I know exactly where that camera is. So
well,
I can go to find it, and that's pretty close. We can get at least to there.
Abel's been stuck in a box for the last God knows how long, so... I mean, his tracking can't be that good, but I bet we could catch up to him.
Yeah.
No, he respawns from the box. He's not in there for too long.
I did... He's been trapped in a slightly larger box, though, inside the facility, right?
That's fair.
He hasn't been running amok for the last millennia or so.
Sure. No, this isn't the first time that they have asked Abel to do stuff, but look, we have more important stuff to do.
Yeah, we need to get going.
So
I'll show you guys where those cameras are at.
Yeah, let's head that way. Miles draws his baseball bat.
Hello, everyone. Your keeper, Kenneth, is here. And time for mid-roll. Hey, so message to our patrons and anyone potentially interested in becoming a patron. We are going to have something that we post up this week. It'll be the first thing that we put up there, and I've been promising I'll put up stuff, and it's coming this week. I just have not had time to finish editing it because we recorded it last week and I had to edit this. But we're doing sort of a interview episode zero style thing with Shello. That way you can get to know a little bit about her since she didn't get to be in the episode zero that we had with everyone else. So I'm saying it here so that I am forced to do it and I won't procrastinate on it. It is coming this week. There are no new reviews at this time, but if you're interested in having your review of our podcast read on the mid-roll, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a rate. Thank you, as always, to Michael Winton for the beautiful music, and let's get you back in there.
Oh, boy. All right, so Ned starts... leading him to the forest. He forgot about the cameras that they were there, but he knows, he does remember where they are at as he leads these guys through the forest.
Okay, so you start heading in that direction and you see a trail of very large boots as well heading in this direction that you're also just following along. And you see that they are alongside a set of hoof prints.
Ah, very obvious footprints by the hoof prints. Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. That makes it really easy to follow.
Yes.
Well, with Ned's expert tracking skills, we're following along. And we're just trying to get there as fast as we can, right?
Yeah. I think... Miles is going to keep an eye on the rear just in case something loops around and gets us, tries to pull a switcheroo on us.
Yeah, we'll have a 9-year-old in the back.
Well, someone's got to do
so
it.
You guys get there and then you notice Miles is missing.
And hey, if I get captured, I get experience, so...
you're really gunning for it, aren't you?
I forgot about that.
You're like, I want to be in the most compromising situation possible so that I get taken.
I'll scream if I see something.
So you get up to the little creek and the camera that you had set up nearby, Ned. And you look around, you see the prints of both assumedly Abel and whatever the creature is lead up to here. And then there is a lot of both Abel and the creature footprints going in several different directions.
How did Abel move around this much in such a short amount of time?
He's pretty fast.
I mean, we were down there for a little while. So I think one thing I'll do real quick is I will just take out the little buddies from the backpack.
Okay.
And let them roam around with us. I think, do they generally move as fast as we can go, or do they have like a speed limitation?
About as fast, okay. Maybe a little bit faster. Depends on the terrain.
Gotcha.
This may not be the best little buddy terrain.
Fair, yes. but we'll take them out, and I'll ask it.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, you,
Hey, Spot. Hey, Rover.
Yeah, is...
Beep.
Yeah, well, someday we'll get you a proper set of names. But you, is there anything around here? You guys are pretty good about finding stuff, huh?
Oh, Skylar, maybe Twok Twok can find something, too.
I mean, he's just hanging out. He'll... Never mind.
Is Twok Twok
do you want him to?
A tracking chicken?
No, he's really not.
Twok Twok's super smart. I was hanging out with him yesterday. He was really smart. I mean, impressed.
This is his first time outside, so he's having a good time in the leaves, but...
Stimuli overload, maybe a little bit. Okay.
A little bit. Maybe in time, but...
Maybe
he's a little overwhelmed.
All right, well, we better start training him now. That's all.
Okay, so I am going to make a few rolls.
Kenneth rolling dice?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm also going to have you, Dan, go ahead and roll plus sharp.
Yeah, sure thing. Where did my dice go? I just had them. That's a 5 and a 5, plus sharp is 12 total.
Gotcha. So the little buddies start zooming around, and they are looking at the tracks, being very careful to try to not trample them, and discern which way might be the way that Abel went, which way might be the way that the creature went, and figure out what's going on here. Twok Twok has his little head poked out of the backpack and is also just like pok, 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 looking around at, upon hearing pok, pok. Twok Twok's a he or a she, sorry. She, because lays eggs.
Yes.
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 That's how that works.
Yes, it is. Did not think about a gender. Yes, should be female then.
Yeah, because it'd be a cock otherwise. So she's poking her head out of the bag and looking around too, just seeing if she can find any sort of trail. So the little buddies, they're able to discern a little bit of information. They, in like the loose soil, draw like arrows by running over them, over the dirt and creating a pointing direction. They point 6 different directions. One little buddy is like not too sure, but they are like standing on the first arrow. The other one is also not too sure and standing on the third arrow. Twok Twok is tentatively looking in the direction of the fifth arrow, but none of them seem too certain about the choice that they've decided on for what direction that they think everyone should go in. The directions that you're able to tell, Ned, from your knowledge of the forest, the first one that one little buddy is standing at is heading to the stone stairs that lead to nowhere. The second one is leading to the old shed. The third is leading to just some cave outcrops that you're familiar with. The fourth is leading to Little Buddy Lagoon. The fifth is leading to Puckett Cave. And the sixth, you're not actually sure.
Interesting. Okie dokie.
Well, guys, it seems we got more or less a shot in the dark as to where they went. We've a couple of these directions they go to caves. Those might be where this Wendigo kept its hideout. One of the directions is there's not too much there. I don't know what would be. If it's nowhere in particular, maybe there's something I don't know about. And then there's a set of mysterious stairs. My dad always said never to go up. They're just kind of out in the middle of the woods. And there's an old woodshed from before the Second War. It's real old. Now the little buddies here and your little buddy Skylar don't seem to be too much in agreement as to where they think they might have gone.
Well, I mean, at the very least, maybe they can knock out some options.
Yeah. The little buddy's never failed me before. So we could,
Well, you're about to pick one to fail you real quick, real soon.
Yeah, I guess so. It'll be the first, very first time. But, yeah, I guess we could pick one of those. You said your chicken there had never been outside before?
Nah, he's kind of living it up here, but...
Man, he must just kind of like that way over there with those tracks. All right. Apologies to you, to Twok there, but I think we should go with one of my little buddies here.
I agree.
And
do you have a gut feeling about any of them, Ned?
The little buddies are shaking their head. No, they have no gut feeling.
I mean, my gut feeling. And real quick, Kenneth, three was which one?
Three was the cave outcrops that you're generally familiar with. Nothing too specific, just a few overhangs that might have, like, small cave openings that you're not sure lead to anywhere or even have much of an opening to them.
Yeah, well, I say that maybe it made its nest over in the cave outcroppings. It's a good place to hide out in. I say we go that way.
I mean, it's as good a guess as any, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll follow you.
While we've been deliberating here, Miles has been laying out a sort of grid of small twigs so he can get an idea of if anybody steps on them if we come back here. If we that way we'll know if somebody's been here since we left.
Guys, I know they say in every TV show and movie ever not to split up in these types of situations. But should we?
I mean, that's what Abel wanted us to do, but I think it's because he was just had a hankering for a fight. But honestly, like, I don't know what the urgency is here. I mean, Abel, whatever that thing is, if it runs into Abel, it's going to be a lot worse off than if it runs into any of us. So I just think that I don't know that this is really a rescue mission we're on so much as trying to rein Abel in. So I just think we should stick together if we can, because I mean, any of us alone, we're toast, right? Well, maybe not some of you. I'm a 9-year-old boy, and I don't have really any special powers that are going to be useful here. I would rather stick together myself.
We wouldn't leave you alone, Miles.
Look, it doesn't have to be everyone go on their own. It maybe two groups, but I really think we should cover as much ground as possible.
Okay, but... Okay, fine. Yeah.
So we could,
It's your call, Ned.
Yeah.
Keeper Ken, where's the sun? It's still pretty morning time, right?
Yeah, you all had breakfast and chatted for a while. It's probably getting close to noon or so around now. So,
okay.
Sun's up in the sky.
Yeah. Ben, I found you living in the woods. God, it feels like months ago now.
Yeah, I'm not much of an explorer. I don't really explore. I haven't gone through the woods a whole lot, but...
I mean, you know it better than any of the rest of us, right? Other than Ned.
If we're gonna split into two groups, then I think you should be in the other one.
Okay, I agree.
All right, so one group of us is going to the caves. Then I'll go to them, and then the other to the stairs. But make sure you don't go up the stairs.
Miles is already standing next to Ben.
All right, then Skylar, you can come with me, and then it's up to you which group you want to go with. Talking to Lucas.
Before we split up, we need to make a system so we can make sure we can find each other. For whichever direction you go, put a stick upright in the ground next to the arrow so that we know you're that direction. And once you get back, just erase the arrow so we don't double back on the same places in case you get there and don't find anything and need to go back. Does that make sense?
Good idea.
And we've all got phones, right?
Although I don't remember.
I don't have anybody's number except my mom's.
In the side of the woods far from my house.
Do you think you would, Dan?
Let's see. My experience with rural Missouri, this is also in 2017, right?
Yeah, there's no way we've got service.
Yeah, I don't think...
no 5G towers.
No maybe, 5G towers. Maybe... I would say Miles might have service, because he is probably hooked up like directly to some sort of foundation signal.
You are able to text your mother.
Right. But I don't have anybody's numbers.
Yeah, I actually don't think we would have service, come to think of it, in rural Southeast Missouri. Actually, real quick, Kenneth, you've... You said you, like, Keeper Kenneth has family down there.
Yes.
Did you have service within the town?
When you were exploring the woods?
When you were exploring the woods outside of the town?
It's been a little bit since I have been there.
Fair.
But from what I remember, no.
Gotcha.
That's my experience consistent. With Southeast Missouri as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not too far. Okay, so yeah, we don't have service then. So sticks it is.
Ned, if you'd be willing, I could take the little buddies with me and explore one of the other paths.
Is that safe, or can you defend yourself if you need to?
I'm not completely helpless.
You're taking this, this whole intern thing. You're really shooting for a job opening.
Look, the past few days have been embarrassing. I am not normally incompetent. I have something that might help me get through the forest too. Hold on.
He pulls out the case that you saw earlier today that has the flash drives of the different Pixel Buddies in them. He pulls one of them out and plugs it into a watch that has a small digital screen on it. And you see a vaguely bear-like creature pop up on it. And he, like, holds it up and points it to you all for you to see.
This one should be able to help me, like, with advice on navigating the forest. I should at least be able to go to wherever one of the paths is and find my way back. And I have some other trinkets I've been working on too that I should be able to defend myself with at least. See, I'm not completely useless.
And just to be clear, Lucas, I don't think anyone was really saying you're incompetent. I think we're just up against an eldritch horror that could stab you with a lot of different points on its head. I don't think anyone should be going off alone, but
The little buddies are also more dependable than you think, too.
I believe it. I mean, I would trust Spot and Rover with my life, so if you're comfortable with it, I guess. I mean, it's your safety, right?
If not, I guess I can go with Ben and you take the little buddies. I'll go with Ben and Miles.
Yeah, I mean, no offense, but the little buddies and I, we've been through a lot together.
Beep boop.
I kind of would like to keep him by, like, scoop him up in my arm and just, like, pat the tops. I kind of like to keep him by me.
That's fair. I just want to make sure we're doing everything we can to cover the most ground.
Yeah. I mean, if we spend any more time arguing, we might as well have just gone off on a single group.
Ned, if this is the Wendigo skull, or something like it, you know what that probably means, right? You read the file.
I did read the file.
I just want to do everything I can, all right? And if Abel gets to the creature first, I don't know what he's going to do.
You know, I think you're right. I think you do have the best ideas in mind here. Lucas and Ned walks over with the little buddies in his arms. I think you should take care of them for me for a little bit here.
Don't worry, I'll keep a good eye on them.
You been in a forest?
It's a little sad beep.
lean over. Hey, don't worry. Lucas will take good care of you, huh? We'll be back soon. We'll be back soon. Gotta find my mom.
Beep, beep, beep.
All right, let's get going.
Do you have a direction that you think it makes the most sense for Lucas to head in? The other locations. So you're going to Arrow 1 and 3, which are the stone stairs and cave outcrops. Other options were the old shed, Little Buddy Lagoon, which Little Buddies would be familiar with.
Exactly. I think Little Buddy Lagoon, I think, would be the other place to go. Because, you know, there's weird stuff that's been happening over there. Like the little buddies being there. Sure, that makes sense. Go over there.
Okay. So you point them to the fourth arrow and just tell them, like, yeah, remember that one spot where we hid out for, like, 48 hours?
Exactly.
I had so much beef jerky.
those were good times when we first met there. You go on back there, huh? You go on back there. You know the way.
Go home. Get out.
Get out of here.
No, stop it.
So you all have your directions to head in. Let's start with Ned and Skylar. You two are heading off to the cave outcrops. Ned, is there anything in particular we should have in mind about these outcrops as you're heading towards them?
Ooh, putting me on the spot for world building.
Mm-hmm. You made up these outcrops, now you gotta build them a bit.
I did, and I do.
Yeah, so, this little group of caves that we're going to, there's too many of them that are around. Some of them connect with each other, but they don't go too far down most of the time. It's a really hilly place to be in. There's not a whole lot of animals that go over there. It's because it's so easy to fall and break something. It gets kind of slick after the rains, you know. That's why I don't keep trail cams over there. But, you know, if something intelligent were to try and hide out, this place over here with all the rocky outcrops, it's got lots of overhangs, keep you from the rain. Not a lot of people know about it. It's out of the way. And there's not even too much water that goes through it. But this is the place that I think I'd hide if I were trying to hide out in these woods.
So we should probably proceed with caution then.
Yeah, we should. Especially, you've been
with the Foundation for a while then?
Seems to be.
It seems to be. So, you're not too familiar with the outdoors.
Not really. I've never really been in this area either, so I'm gonna need you to lead the way.
Yeah, you just gotta be real careful where we're going. The rocks...
Ned trips on a rock.
Oh, jeez. Sorry. He rubs his head. Yeah, like that, you see. It'll get worse as we go on.
You're gonna be okay.
Yeah, we'll be just fine. Ned Roswell, investigator extraordinaire. Out here, hunting through the woods.
So, why do you think this thing took your mom?
You know, I've been thinking about that a lot. Because, like I said, Ned Roswell, investigator extraordinaire. I've been coming up with motive. You know, I don't know too much about why this would have happened. Maybe because I've been with the Foundation, but that's just a few days. And I read the file on this skull, and there's no reason it would be against me for that. But the day ago, when I went to the woodshed, you remember, I felt like I needed to go there, and there was something I needed to get from the woodshed that my dad and me were. That was a special place where he would teach me to do stuff. And Ned reaches into his backpack and he pulls out the bulbous gun-looking thing that he had originally from the woodshed. And just a brief reminder for Daniel, sorry to kind of interrupt the flow here. Mm-hmm. There was a note by it, and I, as I often do in my notes, started writing that note and then didn't finish what it said.
I believe it just said, "Ned, for when you're ready." Signed, your loving father,
Stephen Roswell.
Stephen Roswell, yeah. I was like, I gave him a name.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And I don't think I showed it to the rest of the party, or did I? Because Clark was out Ben, there.
I was the only one there.
Yeah, Ben was the only one there. That's right. So I think I may have showed it to Ben, but I didn't show it to Mr. Clark. And I definitely
think
didn't
you just
show
said
it to anyone else.
It's from my dad or something.
Yeah.
You said something big.
Exactly. So anyway, back to the flow of that. So I went out to the woodshed where me and my dad, we spent a lot of time together. And I found this thing. He reaches into his backpack and pulls out kind of a bulbous looking, like a vaguely pulsating gun looking thing. It looks very plant-like.
Well, shit, do you know how to use that thing?
No, I don't. And there was a note attached to it from my dad. I haven't seen him in years. And it said, "When you're ready," is all that it said on it.
Maybe this is the time.
Maybe now is the time. That's what I'm thinking. So we'll have this. I think we'll be able to, it looks like a gun, maybe it's some sort of thing like that, huh? We'll be able to do what needs to be done to save my mom. But for motive, if my dad had something cool like this, maybe it's part of the family. If someone's trying to get to my dad through my mom, but that wouldn't make any sense. We haven't seen him in years and years. I don't know. I don't know why they would take her.
Sorry. I'm, like, confused by the backstory. So, like, Ned's mom is there something special about her?
She's just a mom. Okay. The, like, only look that the party had of her, like, in the story was her making fun of, like, poking fun at Ned. So not the greatest look, and she sort of seems to be, like, not the greatest parent.
Okay.
But Ned still cares for her a lot.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, she was, like, sitting around watching TV type of deal. And Ned snuck in to grab some stuff. She heard, and she was just, like, making fun of him before he left again.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was, did you find Bigfoot yet?
Yep. I'm glad you remember the specific tease.
If only she had asked a day later. And then you could have said yes.
Could have said with confidence.
As a matter of fact, Mom.
That's right. But yeah.
I mean, Ned, was she affiliated with any SCPs?
Was my mom? No, not at all. Yeah. No, she didn't know anything about this sort of stuff. She thought I was a crackpot for believing in all of it. But yeah, she would as far as I know, she had nothing to do with anything. She kind of just sat around and watched TV most of the time, huh?
And your dad?
I mean, I don't know too much about what my dad did. He worked something for the conservation department. He's a big guy, and that was all I know. I was real little, pretty little when he went away. I ain't seen him for a long time now.
I just think it's kind of weird that this thing would come and take your mom for no reason. So, I don't know.
Well, the best we can hope is it was some random thing. Some weird stuff happens out in the woods.
Ned, you feel the gun, or the gun-like thing, in your hand almost pulsate much more strongly, more like a heartbeat. Just once. But then after it does, you hear off in the distance, probably about 100 yards away off to your right, quite aggressive rustling in the trees that then heads away from you.
Oh my gosh.
Did you hear that?
What was that? And what are the little buddies doing that are with us? Wait, no, shoot, never mind. They went, duh. We just went through that. They went with Lucas. They wouldn't be doing anything. I feel a pulse from the gun.
You have been dismantled. You no longer have your buddies to depend on. No!
My buddy senses cannot be tingling. Okay.
My twok-twok is tingling then. Screeching? Like, I can't do bird sounds.
There. Perfect. Genius.
Thanks. Twok-twok, what are you thinking?
We need to go after that.
We run towards the rustling.
You're giving chase?
We're giving chase. We're going.
Okay. I need one of you to read a bad situation.
Oh boy.
Whichever one of you has higher sharp.
I have two as well.
You can roll. You haven't rolled.
Let's have Skylar do the roll.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cello.
She's the one that gave chase.
I got a 12. That's true.
Oh my gosh.
14. Oh, look my at this gosh. Team.
Bruh.
What is
only
today?
Only good rolls today.
You act like we make bad rolls ever.
Never failed rolls. That's not what we do.
But we've had like 3 12s in a row today.
Yeah, I've been real high.
So you get to ask 3 questions. Goodness, there's a lot for read a bad situation. So you get to ask 1 of 3, or 3 of the following. What is my best way in? What is my best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? What is most vulnerable to me? What's the best way to protect the victims, maybe yourselves? If you act on these answers, you get +1 ongoing while the information is relevant. So I'll set you up first.
Okay, cool.
So you are giving chase to this thing that is up in the canopy of the trees in this area. This isn't like a rainforest, so there's not like a bunch of vines or anything that it's jumping from, but you can see vaguely that something is way up at the top of the trees and like leaping from one to the other. You're gaining on it because jumping from tree to tree is not as quick as running. So if you want to ask any of those questions now, go ahead.
Okay. Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's most vulnerable to me? And what's the biggest threat?
So the answer to are there any dangers we haven't noticed yet? As you are giving chase to this thing that's in the trees, you are sort of looking up a bunch, trying to follow where it's at, and aren't paying super great attention to where you're going. And you, before running into this scene, you are able to stop just short of it. But you run into a clearing where there are several different animals that are sort of gathered in a circle. You notice,
excuse me,
a few possums, a few raccoons, a few wolves, maybe a few coyotes. There might also be a mountain lion.
Oh my god.
You notice they're all carnivorous animals. They are not paying attention to you. They are looking centrally, seemingly at nothing.
Wow.
The thing in the trees is still running away. It didn't go towards this circle. It's heading away from that. The biggest threat is probably not the thing in the trees. The dangers you haven't noticed are those animals. What is most vulnerable to you would be the thing in the trees that's running away. It's slowing down, losing energy. Probably not used to doing such taxing exercise of sprinting through trees to get away from something. If you wanted to catch it, you could.
And to be clear, this circle of animals is like in between us and the creature in the trees, or it'd be like off to the side of us.
So you ran into this clearing. It's like a 30-foot radius circle. And the animals are all sort of just standing in a circle facing the very middle at this clearing, but the thing in the trees is headed off right away from this. So if you give chase to the creature, you won't investigate this further, but you'll catch the creature.
And like the animals haven't taken notice of us in the clearing?
No.
Okay.
They are transfixed on the center of the circle.
So we're at the edge of the clearing. I'd imagine that Ned was gonna like run through the clearing for a faster way to get to the creature before Skylar stops him and like points the stuff out.
Yes.
And Skylar like pointing over into the clearing, and Ned's like, oh, that's not normal either. I got a feeling about this thing going through the trees, though.
Okay, let's keep going, then.
We're just gonna skedoodle on past.
Okay. The animals give you no heed, and you sprint off in the direction of the creature running through the trees.
Before we move, I'll leave a little stick thing that Miles talked to us about.
Jam a stick in the ground.
Yeah. And we'll keep going.
So you turn your back to this strange circle of animals and give chase to the thing running through the trees. It's slowing down a lot now, and it's only jumping from one tree to the other slowly as you've walked up now to the grouping of trees that it's hopping from one to the other in. It eventually stops and just tries to catch its breath at the top of the tree, and it falls out of the tree.
Oh no.
It decided to stop on a branch that was a bit rotten. You both back away so that the branch and creature do not fall on top of you. It clatters to the ground, and as the dust settles, the two of you walk up to it.
Cautiously.
You see it lying on the other side of the branch. It's not moving, but you can see breathing. The creature is large. You don't see antlers. It's not incredibly dark like you saw in the video feed. But it is very hairy and bipedal, and Ned, you notice some very large feet.
Is it
on this creature?
Could it be?
Ned, as you walk up to the creature, you get a close look at it, and in your mind, and from the picture in the file you saw from Dr. Bright, you have zero doubts about what this creature is.
Good job, Neil! You found Bigfoot!
All content relating to the SCP Foundation, including the SCP Foundation logo, is licensed under the Creative Commons Sharealike 3.0, and all concepts originate from the SCP Wiki and its authors. Please see scp-wiki.net for all the original content. For all SCPs used and referenced within our episodes, please see our page on the SCP Foundation Wiki. You can find us at scp-wiki.net/scp-play-podcast-hub, which is also linked on our anchor page. Thank you to Michael Winton for all the music that we use in our show, and thank you for listening.